Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to Ask Pat, episode 463. We have a great question today from Prabhu, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber, which makes it super easy for those of us who are just starting out. If you don't have an email list, you gotta get an email list. That's the first thing you need to know. But secondly, AWeber is great for starting out because I started out with it. It helped me build my list to over 120,000. It connects with a lot of email service products and third-party products out there, like Lead Pages and Opt-in Monster and any other ones you could think of. AWeber is just so popular, and a lot of people use it, so a lot of other products connect with it and speak to it quite nicely and interact with it. But also, the customer service is fantastic. It's one of the top ones out there. They have a whole customer service dedicated team, and they're there to help you out. So go ahead and check it out for 30 days for free by going to aweber.com/askpat. Again, that's aweber.com/askpat. Check it out. All right, here's today's question from Prabhu.
Hey, Pat. This is Prabhu from India. And I want to ask you that I'm running a blog that is based on technologies, and I have another blog which is for WordPress and stuff. So people are actually engaging in that. In those blogs, people are liking my posts, people are talking in the Facebook group that I have, people are talking in the Facebook pages that I have, they like the posts and everything, but I'm not getting any emails, and I know that email subscriber list needs to be improved in order to make your business bigger and stuff, so is there any particular reason why I'm not getting all those emails? Am I targeting the wrong people, or I'm in a wrong area that I'm not, capable of writing, but I'm just writing, and it's not helping people. And I just want to know what you think about it, and hopefully it'll be of a help to grow my email list. And lastly, thank you very much for all that you do. It definitely helps everyone out there. So thank you very much for whatever you do, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, what's up, Prabhu? Thank you so much for the question. And it's great to hear that you're getting a lot of engagement. That's a great sign. People are talking about it on social media, that sort of thing. People are probably sharing this information too. Awesome. Great job. Step one, you're providing value. Step two, get those people on your email list. There's a disconnect there. And there could be a number of different things for that reason, that disconnect. And it's hard for me to know without knowing and going through your site. So I wish I had your URL so I could do that. But there are five principles that I want to share with you that will help you make it easier. And this is going to frame it. This is the A-E-I-O-U. So the vowels, the things that are necessary, right, for words to exist. Well, these are the things that are necessary for you to start building an email list and having it actually work for you. So the first thing is A, asking. Are you actually asking people to join your list? Or do you just have kind of an opt-in somewhere and just kind of hoping it happens? You really need to have calls to actions to subscribe to your list. And it's much more than just having it in the sidebar. It's at the end of posts. It's within blog posts, in the middle of blog posts. And actually, you have to, in your own voice, ask people to subscribe on social media too? Are you asking? It can't just happen unless people know about it. And if you're giving value, you have permission to ask people to take action. And one of those actions that they can take is subscribing to your list. So A, asking. Two, is it easy? Again, A-E-I-O-U. This is the E. Is it easy to do? One of the hardest things to do is get people to subscribe to a list that is so difficult that they have to go click on this thing and then it just takes them to this page, which loads slowly, and then there's all these other things that happen. If it's easy, it's going to happen. And if it's difficult, it will not. So what is the process like? What I would actually do is subscribe to your own list, write down all the steps, and you might see, wow, it actually takes 5 steps for people to finally get signed up to my list. No wonder people aren't subscribing. They're trying to, but maybe it's too difficult. Try to make it as easy as possible. Write down those steps. Make it easy. Okay, next, the letter I. You have to have some incentive to subscribe to your list. Now, I don't know. I haven't checked out your website, but I know a lot of people in the ESPN audience do this because when me and Chris Ducker would come together to do our one-day business breakthrough events, one of the most common problems we saw was within that email list is just not having any sort of incentive or benefit to actually going in and subscribing. It just said, hey, subscribe to my newsletter here. Subscribe. Enter your email and you'll get updates. That's not incentive. People will think that they can get updates other ways. You need to provide some incentive. So a lead magnet, some giveaway, some PDF file, a resource list. It doesn't even have to be very extensive. As Clay Collins said in episode 78 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, and so many other people actually now are doing this and practicing this, Brian Dean from Backlinko.com, Brian Harris from BrianHarris.com, Lead Pages is doing this as well. They are taking these small little giveaways and giving them away for free in exchange for an email address. And I've done this with Email the Smart Way. If you go to emailthesmartway.com, although that one's quite more extensive than just a couple pages, but even just a 2-page resource list of the top tools that you use. You said you were doing some WordPress stuff. Maybe it's your top 5 WordPress plugins. Instead of putting that in a blog post, put it in a PDF file. It's more tangible, more value in that because it's downloadable. Probably design it really nicely and actually have some call to actions on that particular page too. Maybe even have some affiliate links. Make sure you disclose that. But you have people download this by first sending you their email address. And if you use a tool like Lead Pages, you can use their digital asset delivery system to do that for you, or you can have them land on a page where they can download that page or download that lead magnet. Whatever the case may be, you need some incentives, and a lead magnet is a great way to do it. And if you can get specific lead magnets for specific pieces of content, it's even better. So Prabhu, A-E-I-O-U, asking, making it easy, providing incentive. Oh, is it obvious? Are the benefits obvious of being on your list? So not just getting that incentive, but the obvious benefits of what they're going to get as a result. So are they going to get exclusive content? Are they going to get deals? Are they going to get coupons? Are they going to get things first before everybody else hears about it? You want to make sure those things are clear too. So you're going to have some good copy around these different things. And you could also set up not just these little widgets and forms and opt-in places on your website, but you can have a specific landing page. If you create specific lead magnets, each one of them could have its own landing page with even more benefits for signing up, not just what that lead magnet has and what they'll get as a result of downloading it, but also subscribing to your list so that they can stay on. So that's making it obvious. Making it so obvious that people would be like dumb not to subscribe to your list, right? You want to make it so compelling and obvious that they need to subscribe, that they would just be missing out if they didn't. And the last one, U, the letter U, is it unique? Are these lead magnets unique? Is this a unique offer? Is this a unique way of actually driving people into an email list in your particular niche? Because if it's something that is just people see everywhere, they're gonna be blind to it. It's like Google AdSense ads now, because people see those ads. They don't even see them because they just see them everywhere, so they actually don't see them anywhere. That makes sense. So is it unique? Is it stand out? Is it something different? Are you offering something different? You know, see what everybody else in the space that you're doing is doing and do the complete opposite. But you also want to have those incentives and everything I talked about earlier. So Prabhu, I hope this answers your question and gives you some ideas, at least starting points, to see what it is maybe that's missing in terms of getting people into your email list. Hopefully this helps you. So again, just to recap, A-E-I-O-U, asking, easy, incentive, obvious, and unique. Prabhu, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber.com. AWeber, AWEBER.com. You can try it out for 30 days for free by going to AWeber.com/AskPat. You can see what it's like. And if you have any questions, their customer service is amazing. Their live chat feature is always super handy. And they just make it super easy to connect with other companies that are going to help you build your email list faster too. So Prabhu, this could be a great one for you. AWeber.com/AskPat. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you who are listening to this right now. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Dan Dennett. He said, "Find something more important than you are and dedicate your life to it." You're here. Take care, and I'll see the rest of you in the next episode of AskPat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to AskPat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/AskPat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.